Thanks for listening to another episode of How Good Is Rugby League?
We're stoked to be back for season 5, and this year we're coming back bigger and better than ever.
That's right, Michael. You've been busy over the off-season. We're now on Instagram, X, YouTube, and TikTok. And of course, you can listen to us on all podcasting platforms.
Now it's time for another episode of How Good Is Rugby League?
Well, g'day footy fans, and welcome to a pretty dire episode of How Good Is Rugby League? I'm Emmanuel Penklis, flying solo once again with Michael on secondment on the Greek islands, and I think I might need to join him after the couple of days that I've just experienced as a South Sydney supporter. It's been ugly, it's been painful. It's opened up some wounds from a period of time that we'd like to long forget. And I don't really know where to begin, but I guess it's all started with the whole decline in the performance of the team since they were on top of the comp halfway through the season. In round 12, South took on Parramatta on a Friday night at Allianz Stadium for Indigenous round and got smashed 36-16, ending a solid winning streak. They'd shut out the Tigers the week before. In that patch, they'd also beat Melbourne, dismantled them actually, and Penrith. But these last 10 weeks, 3 months, have been absolutely ordinary, to say the best. Their defence has gone out the window. Their attitude has been terrible. Ball control, points conceded, penalties conceded, errors made. It's just been painful viewing. And the games they've won, it has not been based on defence. It has been based on the fact they can score more points than some lackluster opponents. In that period also, there were significant losses to the Dragons, to the Bulldogs. It's Cronulla. It's just been very underwhelming to watch as a South supporter when you've seen a roster like that. The spotlight has really been on Latrell Mitchell and just his behaviour and his sort of attitude with the team. I think a lot of it sort of has come out in the last few days. Jason Demetriou took over the club at the start of the 2022 season, or November 2021, replacing Wayne Bennett. Always an arduous task. He also had a rookie halfback in Lachlan Ilias, who had been handpicked to replace club legend Adam Reynolds. He was a very inexperienced number 7 in a spine that included representative stars. Latrell Mitchell at fullback, Cody Walker at number 6, Damian Cook at 9, and Cameron Murray at 13. And to put it bluntly, there have been reports in the last few days that Cody and Latrell and Murray and Cook are just not getting along, the two sets of the spine. And part of the problem with this is that the half is so inexperienced and just can't manage the team. But part of it is that the coach can't manage the egos. And this is the gamble that the club took in 2021 when they let Reynolds go and they couldn't match what Brisbane were offering him. They invested all their money in Cody and in Latrell, who, I'm not going to deny it, no South fan will deny it, are absolutely incredible, absolutely extraordinary when they do things with the football. But their attitude has left a lot to be desired. Their behaviour, and Cody has always had this problem of bringing his aggression to the game and creating errors and picking fights. And Latrell, who much was said on NRL 360 about his attitude, his performance, where his position on the field. He went to a concert last week. He downed a beer on stage. He's missed a lot of football for Souths. He's been criticised for being unfit, and he went to the concert, had a beer, got on stage, and then produced a lackluster performance on the weekend. And it just says a lot about where his mindset is in the game. I think Latrell's season is once again, well, come to a sour end with South. So, of course, need the back of Tyson Brazil late in that game against Newcastle. And we'll get to Newcastle shortly because they have been fantastic this year. But Luttrell's attitude once again and getting suspended for it. And now he's been rubbed. South, of course, have the bye this week, but he's been rubbed out of next week's clash. And it's just part of a real problem that we are having with him. And I will freely say, and I don't think it's even a surprise, that we're just not getting out of him what the Roosters got out of him, unfortunately. My friend Alan Katzman, who is on Twitter, is a huge Roosters fan, and he posted these stats, which I think are incredibly accurate. So between 2016 and 2019, Luttrell played 96 matches for the Roosters and missed six, four due to injury, one due to suspension, one due to state of origin. For South, Luttrell has played 64 games. And he has missed 26. 10 of them for suspension. Sorry, he's missed 37. 10 of them for suspension, 26 for injury, and only one for state of origin. So Luttrell has missed 36% of possible matches for South. He only missed 5% for the Roosters. He is on more money at South than he was at the Roosters. He missed the 2020 end of season with a hamstring injury. He missed 2021 when he was rubbed out of the finals after his attack on Joey Manu. And then last year he was there, but it was a slow start to the season for him. He had a lot of rehab on his hamstring in the US and then came back, but did not perform his best in the finals. And this year he has had a long injury, which we were only told was to be a couple of weeks after Origin 1 and ended up being almost 8 to 10 weeks. So South are torn between the rock and hard place here. There is a lot of subplots to this. So the other story that sort of is combined with this is the treatment of Cody and Luttrell, who it sounds like Coach Jason Demetriou seems to favour. These are the reports from inside. Michael Chanis reported them. Andrew Webster's reported them. It is very hard to confirm whether they are true, but it does seem like Luttrell in particular does not have a team mentality. And as a Souths fan, it's a really frustrating thing to see because we're in this crazy situation now where two of Jason Demetriou's three assistants, so John Morris and Sam Burgess, have left or will be leaving the club by the end of the season. John Morris is linked up to be the assistant coach to Benji next year at the Tigers. And Sam Burgess was appointed for Warrington, was already going to leave. And Souths put out this ridiculous statement today that Sam is leaving the club to focus on that appointment and to focus on the birth of his, the impending birth of his child. Now, anyone that knows Sam Burgess knows he bleeds red and green. He has done more for South Sydney than anyone in the last decade, really. He has given more to the club. He cares more about the club than anyone. He will do anything for Russell Crowe. He turned down the assistant coaching job with Wayne Bennett at the Dolphins at the request of Russell Crowe. And so this today, to lose someone of Sam's presence and someone of that mindset of Sam Burgess that's just a winner and that always put the team first and would always lead with his performance, to lose that quality of coach, but not only like with that mindset, but someone that is an absolute favourite son of South's and a favourite son of the owner of the football club is quite a telling statement for where Souths are at the moment. It's been an incredible decline this year. The rot has really set in. I've been saying to Michael for some time now, I've been posting it on my Twitter, that this is all mindset, it's all attitude. Defense in the first few weeks of the year was incredible. It was going to be the difference between this season and the last five. But since then, the whole mindset, the whole mentality, and the whole attitude of the team has gone downhill. And all of those things are important in defense. All of those things. There is no skill in defense. It is about teamwork. It is about working together. It is about working in harmony. It is about sticking up for yourselves. It is about sticking up for your teammates. It is about working as a team and not working as individuals. And unfortunately, Souths are not doing that because their defense has dropped off a cliff. Their results have been terrible the last few weeks. So since round 12, they lost 36-16 to Parramatta. In round 13, they lost 33-26 to Canberra. In round 14, they beat the Dolphins, beat the Titans 46-28. In round 15, they lost to St. George 36-30. In round 16, they had the bye. In round 17, they lost to the Cowboys 31-6. In round 18, a shining light win against the Warriors 28-6. In round 19, they lost to the Bulldogs 32-36. In round 20, they had the bye. Round 21, they lost to Brisbane 36-20. In round 22, an unconvincing win against the Tigers 32-18. In round 23, they lost to Cronulla 26-16 after being down 26-0. In round 24, they beat the Dragons. And then last week, they got pumped by Newcastle. This is a team that's just lacking a bit of direction at the moment. And what they need is they need a couple of hard-nosed, experienced forwards just to take a bit of pressure off those stars. They need someone that can absorb. Cameron Murray is a different kind of leader. He's not a talker. He is a doer. They need someone that can just guide these players around. They need an experienced prop. They need a Jake Friend or a Big Nelson or a Bromwich. They need just one of those players that can take the pressure off Lachlan Ilias in dealing with these stars, because at the moment they are a club that's just directionless, and it is frustrating to watch, because the biggest concern for me is that with all this strike power and with all this star power, Souths go through this entire period from 2018, and the only thing they have to show for it is Stephen Crichton's intercept in the 2021 grand final. So a lot for Souths to think about as we head into this bye week. The other story coming around this week is that Luke Brooks was farewelled by the Tigers over the weekend. He was given a barbecue, and it brought about a bit of a chatter around, well, what farewell gifts do clubs give to players? I think it was a bit harsh on the Tigers that they got criticised for this. I thought it was a nice gesture between a player and a club that have really had a fractious relationship the last 6 months. Very unusual story that it was just apparently became such a big deal. But look, I think it's great for Brooks that he's moving on. I think it's going to be a really good thing for his career that he's going to learn from the best in Daly Cherry Evans. He is one of the greatest halfbacks the game has ever seen. He won a premiership early. He's a great game manager. He is the Queensland captain. He is experienced. He is an absolute game breaker. And I think for Luke Brooks to get that invaluable experience so late in his career could really extend his career as well. And you could see him sort of just get comfortable, be taken out of that spotlight and the media pressure. And sometimes a break between club and player is really good for both parties. And while the Tigers look like they're going to face the brunt of pressure about anything they do from the media, Luke Brooks might actually get a break and get some cleaner air at Manly and with Daly Cherry Evans around him too. So I wish Luke Brooks all the best because he has got so much criticism from all quarters, including from this podcast, and he really deserves a fair go. Now, the big story really coming out of the weekend is not how bad Souths were, but how fantastic Newcastle were. Newcastle have now won 7 games in a row, a feat I am told they have not achieved since they won the Premiership in 2001. So, Newcastle fans, is this your year? You've won last 7 in a row, you've won 7 of your last 10, you are sitting in 7th spot. You play Cronulla this week and you play the Dragons the week after that. You could potentially, if all results go your way, make top 4. This is a team that completely blitzed Souths last weekend. There is no two ways to describe it. A fantastic crowd up there. Fill in half, Adam Clune had a fantastic game for Newcastle, but it was just the dominance of the forwards and the fluidity of the back line which stood out for me. Ponga, 172 metres, Marzio, 241, Young, Frizzell, Saifidi, Best and Gagai all running over 120 metres, but I just really enjoyed the intensity. The challenge was laid out for you, beat a team with the cavalry of South Sydney, and you did it, and you not only did it, you dominated. You absolutely dominated in all aspects of the game. Never took a backward step, and Souths, with all that firepower, struggled and did not score a first half point, which I think is a real achievement for them. And appreciate that Souths are in a bit of a slump, but I thought it was a real statement to the rest of the competition that this Newcastle team should be taken seriously this year. It's a great relief too for Adam O'Brien, I think, who has been under some pressure for a period of time to actually deliver. He was highly talked about as a coach, but I think he's finally got the balance right in his team. Bradman Best has come out of Origin and just been quite outstanding, had a huge part of that run. Kalyn Ponga, I think, missing Origin and allowing him to focus on his club football, being back at fullback, it has supercharged him. And just the forwards, they're just in that sweet spot at the moment, aren't they? They've got the Saifidi boys, Tyson Frizzell, Fitzgibbon in his final season, and Adam Elliott, of course. And Phoenix Crossland did such a good job at hooker in a position he's really making his own. So it's good to see Newcastle doing well. I've had my doubts on them, especially before this run, but well done to them. They deserve to play finals football. They've been absolutely outstanding. So let's take a look at tips for round 26 and preview the week ahead. Quite incredible to believe we're at this point of the season. How has your team fared? That's the big question. We'll go through the team predictions and the ladder predictions that we made in round 1 in a couple of weeks' time. But taking a look at last week, Mark Vowell has jumped to the lead, equal with Joanna at the top of the How Good Is Rugby League tipping comp. Mark got 7, Joe got 6, Brendan 7, quite a few 7s last week. Harry Jordan got 10. Very impressive and really tight for those top 6 players. Everyone else just making up the numbers there. So this weekend, Panthers are hosting Parramatta on Thursday night at Bluebet Stadium. For the Panthers, Dylan Edwards and Taruva came out of the side on Wednesday, so McLean makes his NRL debut at fullback and Jenkins keeps his place on the wing. To'o is back after being rested, but hooker Mitch Kenny and forward Scott Sorensen remain sidelined. Cogger holds the number 9 jersey, but could be a late swap with Sonny Luke on game day. And for Parramatta, Sean Lane is back following an elbow injury for Parramatta's final game of the regular season. Having been named on the bench, Lane could move into the starting side for Madison on Thursday, and Hands is among the reserves, but doesn't appear to be a likely inclusion on game day. Look, I think the Panthers win this one. Michael hasn't sent me his tips this week, so you're stuck with mine. On Friday, the early game, the Warriors hosting the Dragons. Tamari Mate is in the reserves for the Warriors and could come into the squad for his first game since round six. Martin could come onto the bench for Freddie Lussick or be a straight swap for Luke Metcalf, but coach Andrew Webster might struggle to alter a winning side. Mitch Barnett remains sidelined for another week. For the Dragons, Zach Lomax returns after being a late out last week with a shoulder injury and the only change to the side that pushed the Storm in round 25. Rookie hooker Connor Mulsaine has been named on the interchange bench but may come into the run-on side and bump Jacob Little back to the bench as per last week's swap. I think the Warriors will win this one at home. On Friday night, the Dolphins host the Cowboys at Suncorp. Plenty of key in for Bennett's men, with the Hammer back and set to feature at fullback. Lemuelu and Kenny Bromwich are also back on deck. And for the Cowboys, Heelan Luki comes into the starting side with Nane sidelined by a shoulder injury. The new man on the bench is Finifuaku, and Valemi's injury sees Tuilagi return to the wing while Laybutt comes into the centres with Val Holmes still sidelined. I'm going to tip the Dolphins in this one. On Saturday, the Storm host the Titans at Amy Park. Papp is listed among the reserves as he nears a long-awaited return from a serious knee injury. Craig Bellamy will make the call on his star number one later in the week, with any return likely to come via the bench, with Nick Meaney remaining at fullback. And for the Gold Coast, Kieran Foran is back from sternum injury and is set to play, while Jojo Fifita returns from an ankle injury. Jamin Joloff is named to start and Isaac Liu on the bench, although they may swap on game day as they did last week. I'm going for the Storm. Saturday night at Allianz, the Roosters are hosting the Tigers. Sam Walker is back in the number 7 jersey for his first NRL game since round 9 and is good to go. Hutchinson reverts to 18th man but might come onto the bench for Sandon Smith. After withdrawing from the Eels' clash with acute neck pain, Kiwi test prop Jared Waurea-Hargreaves is back on deck and set to play, while his New Zealand teammate Joey Manu moves to the fullback with Teddy not named to face his former club. For the Tigers, no changes are expected. Will Smith is the new halfback, with Aapi moving back to hooker in place of Jake Simpkin. Roosters have an incredible record against the Tigers. They absolutely smashed them last year in the corresponding game, which they won by a ridiculous margin of, I think it was 72 points to 6. So while I don't expect that this time, I do expect the Roosters to be in a mood ahead of next week's game against Souths. Saturday night, the Raiders host the Broncos at GIO Stadium. Whyton has been named among the reserves as he looks to return from a hamstring strain. For now, Matt Frawley remains in the halves, with the Raiders to make a call on the Kangaroos representative later in the week. Corey Horsburgh head knock is set to play, but Albert Hopewadi, who had a ribs injury, remains in doubt. James Schiller could be called in off the bench should the winger be ruled out, with Seb Chris unlikely to be back. And for the Broncos, Corey Oates returns for his long-awaited 200th game, so Mariner goes to the reserves. Jesse Arthurs is back in contention as 18th man and could come in for Oates, so he should could be ruled out. Should he be ruled out? And Martin Taupau is back available among the reserves. Oh, that's a tricky one. No Reynolds for the Broncos. Think I'm gonna go Raiders. Sunday afternoon, the Bulldogs host Manly at Accor Stadium. Carl Oluapu is available, but likely to line up in the New South Wales Cup, with Toby Sexton remaining in the halves alongside Matt Burton. And for Manly, Kohler moves to fullback for the injured Ruben Garrick, with Brad Parker coming into the centres. Ben Trbojevic is also back from a head knock, so Tuilagi reverts to the bench and Schuster drops to 18th man. Gordon Chan Kum Tong is the new man on the bench and will make his NRL debut. I'm tipping Manly, and the big game on Sunday afternoon, Newcastle hosting Cronulla. Hastings has been named to return for the Knights after missing last week's game against Souths. And for the Sharks, Craig Fitzgibbon goes with the same 17 that got the job done against the Cowboys. Oregon Confusi has been named among the reserves as he works his way back from a finger injury, but is more likely to return via New South Wales Cup. And in that game, I'm picking Newcastle. So, running through my tips, Panthers on Friday night, the Warriors in the early game on Friday, the Dolphins in the big game against the Cowboys on Friday night, the Storm to beat the Titans, the Roosters over the Tigers, Raiders to win against the Broncos, Manly over the Bulldogs, and Newcastle over the Sharks to round out round 26. Thank you for listening to my rant about the Rabbitohs. If you have any thoughts on the Bunnies or anything at all, don't forget to email us, tweet us, X us, Instagram us, email us. You know where we are. How good is rugby league? I'm Emmanuel Penklis. Thanks for listening.